When the University of Kansas was formed, the Methodist picked the first professor, the Baptist picked the second, and it was a battle between the Presbyterians and the Congregationalists for the third. The Congregationalist won, and in August of 1866, a young Francis Huntington Snow received a letter informing him of his election to the professorship of mathematics and natural science in the State University of Kansas. The first two appointees had selected the fields of classics and humanities. Snow was stuck with science. The young Snow came to Kansas from training at an East Coast seminary, where he had indeed enjoyed his science classes. His education occurred in the midst of the Civil War. Snow had been drafted. He received a letter of appointment to the U.S. Army under the Conscription Act. So he traveled with other draftees and was the first one found to be physically fit to serve. But Snow didn't want to serve. He was what we would call today a conscientious objector. In his words, "I am eager to enlist with my patriotic self, but I am still held back by a deeper Christian self." As was common during the Civil War, Snow paid $300 commutation money and returned to civilian life. Many others who lacked any such convictions also paid their way out or hired substitutes to go in their place. Snow wrote, "I am greatly mortified to be in such company among so many sneaks and cowards." But Snow was no sneak, nor a coward. He joined the Christian Commission that traveled with the Union troops. Snow pulled a coffee wagon that provided coffee to troops. He also read letters for illiterate soldiers and wrote letters for them to be sent back home. He aided surgeons in hospitals after battles. And Snow and his coffee wagon were at Appomattox Courthouse at the signing of the surrender. So, by the time Snow arrived at the University of Kansas in 1866, he had seen a lot. He was a mature young man. He began collecting specimens for what he called the Science Cabinet, a collection that became the nucleus for today's Natural History Museum. Snow was a short man and rode a pony rather than a horse. Astride his spirited pony, Gypsy, his friendliness earned him and the university a good reputation. In the 1880s, Snow discovered and promoted Lewis Lindsay Dyke, a naturalist, taxidermist, and showman who expanded the natural history collections and for whom the Dyke Museum building is named. Snow specialized in hoverflies that buzz around flowers, pretending to be bees. He described over 40 new species and contributed $250,000 insect specimens through collecting and trading. The Snow Entomology Museum bears his name today. Darwin's Origin of Species sold out in 1859, but it took a few years to cross the Atlantic and permeate the thought of American scientists. By the 1880s, the idea of evolution had spread wide and far, even to Snow. Evolution did not alter his belief in God, for he continued giving occasional sermons as well as teaching Sunday school. Later on, he did give up teaching Sunday school. He didn't want all his talk about evolution and the origin of life to disturb the sensibilities of some of the ladies. Nevertheless, when asked by Kansas farmers about the origins of the fossils in their fields, his evolutionary answers were taken as common sense. In 1890, Francis Huntington Snow was inaugurated Chancellor of KU. He stepped down in 1901, having appointed many distinguished faculty. Today, students walk past Snow Hall at KU, unaware of this young Civil War conscientious objector who was at Appomattox, who rode a pinto pony as he helped assemble the Natural History Museum's collections, who preached sermons and taught Sunday school, and who knew that evolution was the big idea that made biology make sense. And now you know about Professor Snow.